This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning Devotions. We talk a lot about stress, and I wonder, are most of us experiencing stress? I think many of us do, and whether it's at home or at work or trying to find work. And those who've studied this topic say it's a very serious matter if you downplay it or ignore it. Headaches, insomnia, unchecked stress can even lead to more serious health problems like high blood pressure or heart disease, obesity, diabetes. The trouble is, we live in a society that pushes us to try and get more and more done in less time, but you've still got to have these really good results. What happens? Stress becomes inevitable. But how do you manage this? Stress is all about being under abnormal pressure. I think a little bit of pressure usually doesn't cause an issue, but when it starts to build up, you've got problems. It might be increased responsibility at work, or an argument you've had with your wife, or knowing that you can't meet those mortgage repayments. And so what happens is that each stress builds on top of the other. You become tense, upset. Sometimes you have that sense of being overwhelmed. You have difficulty relaxing, aches and pains, muscle tension. Or it could be you're taking on too much. Why don't you sit down and make a list of the priorities and try and stick to that list? Sometimes we become too hard on ourselves. We try to keep everything. Really, we don't need to keep everything in perspective. So if you stumble and make a mistake, don't beat yourself up. Take a few minutes to appreciate yourself. That's not as strange as it sounds. There are many ways to try and overcome stress. And now you can read literally millions of articles on the internet or books and magazines how to relieve or reduce stress. We want it to go away. We want to lead happy and productive lives. So stress as such is not, I'm afraid, going to go away. It'll take a toll on your physical, mental and spiritual life. The Bible's got plenty to say that might help. The bottom line of all this is that God knows all about your issues. God has promised to be with us all the time and to help you in the stressful times, because you and I have got the greatest power in the universe. We even forget this, and then we think we've got to deal with it on our own. Faith in God actually helps you cope with stress. Many Christians today can testify that experience. We live in a universe that can be overwhelming. But here's the key, a simple faith in a creator God who loves you, who gives you the strength with an effective stress buffer. And studies have found over and over again that those who attend church have lower blood pressure than those who never went to church. Dr. Herbert Benson, American pioneer in the field of relaxation, faith and stress reduction, has studied the role of prayer and its effect on stress. Now, Dr. Benson said that people who prayed had higher levels of relaxation than those who didn't. Even praying the Lord's Prayer can bring relief, because God has a plan for your life. He loves you. He wants you to be happy and to live your life to the full. Now, I suggest you spend some time today alone with God in prayer, because Psalm 46, verse 10 in the Old Testament says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." So set aside 10 minutes to read the Bible, even starting with the Psalms. There's a good balance there for a busy life. And then perhaps you might be able to see life from God's perspective. Your body and mind does need time to rest, and you can find stillness. How you do that? I'm sure you can find time. And good health and well-being is about providing for our spiritual lives as well. And it was Jesus himself who understood how the worries and stress of this world can crowd in on us. In fact, Jesus said very wisely, "Will all your worries add a single moment to your life?" Of course they won't. And Jesus said, "So don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow. So live one day at a time." And there's the answer. And if you have that trust, you'll have life. And Jesus said, "I've come to give you life in all its fullness." Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we do feel jaded and worn down, but we want to trust and hope in you. You are the best thing for our stress. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.